connecting life and faith. This is Connections.
I was on staff at Elevation for 10 years, and that was like an amazing experience, amazing just team to be a part of and church to be a part of. And then a handful of years ago, both my wife and I felt like the Lord was telling us our season there was done and our assignment there was done, and we needed to step out into something new. We didn't know what that would look like, but tried to be obedient to that. And since then, have just continued to make music, write songs, lead worship. That's, you know, I don't think I'll ever stop leading worship. That's what the Lord has put on my heart to do and kind of called me to do, and it's what I want to spend my life doing, and so I still do that.
And that's just one of the many changes that today's guest has experienced over the past few years. There have been changes not only in his career in music and ministry, but also in his family life, and we're going to hear all about that today in Connections. We're joined today by Mac Brock.
You have an amazing music career, amazing ministry career. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about how this career started out for you in both ministry and music.
Man, it's so funny. Even you hearing you say career is so funny to me, because I don't really think about it in those terms. It's just something that I've done my whole life. And I tell my wife often, it's kind of funny looking back, just kind of fell into it. Obviously took steps, you know, and opportunities as they came. But it's funny, I've just been playing music and leading worship most of my life. I grew up in the church. My dad's a pastor. My mom is a musician. She's a drummer. Still plays drums at my dad's church. She's awesome. So I just kind of grew up, you know, making music and being in church all the time, and just never stopped. So here I am doing it 30 years later.
One of those huge milestones along the way, though, was being one of the founding members of Elevation Worship. Share a little bit about that part and that time in your life.
Yeah, so me and my wife got married almost 18 years ago. And shortly after we got married, we connected with the pastor at Elevation. And he was telling us about this church plant that he was starting in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so we were like, well, let's be a part of that. and so we, I started leading worship there, and we moved up to Charlotte shortly after, and we were a part of that ministry for 10 years.
Wow. You've had a lot of changes over the past few years with music and ministry. You were with Elevation Worship. Tell us what those changes were like.
Yeah. So I was on staff at Elevation for 10 years, and that was like an amazing experience, amazing just team to be a part of and church to be a part of. And then a handful of years ago, both my wife and I felt like the Lord was telling us our season there was done and our assignment there was done, and we needed to step out into something new. We didn't know what that would look like, but tried to be obedient to that. And since then, have just continued to make music, write songs, lead worship. That's, you know, I don't think I'll ever stop leading worship. That's what the Lord has put on my heart to do and kind of called me to do, and it's what I want to spend my life doing, and so I still do that.
You talked about growing up in ministry. You're in ministry. Your wife is in ministry as well. Just so you know, I'm a huge fan of Proverbs 31. I think that's
the
fantastic.
Best.
Yeah, and your wife runs that. Is that right?
Yes, she does. She's boss lady.
That's awesome. So with all of these changes, and then what was it like going solo? Now you've been under this heading. Now it's Mac Brock. What was that like?
Right. Yeah, it's weird. It was definitely weird for me. It still kind of is weird because, you know, even growing up, I always played in bands, and I like being a part of like the team, and solo mentality just doesn't feels uncomfortable to me. But even though I'm like, quote unquote, Mac Brock, you know, worship artist, whatever you want to call it, I'm still surrounded by people. I'm still a part of like a team of people, whether it's, you know, the label that I'm working with, that is great team there. And then the musicians that I play with, that I travel with, or the producers that I work with, songwriters, everything I do is still collaborative. And so I'm grateful for that aspect of it, just because if I was just off on an island by myself doing everything, it would not go over well. It would not be good. So I'm glad that I still am surrounded by great people, still have like a team mentality.
Definitely. And you've also not only had changes when it comes to music, you've had a lot of changes in your family life as well, including becoming a foster parent. Now, this is something you were a little bit kind of reluctant to. I don't want to really say hesitant to do. It's scary. It was scary. Tell us about that experience.
Not even a little bit. I was very hesitant and very scared. It was one of those things that my wife, it was something that was always on her heart. She brought it up to me and I was like, "Ooh, I don't know if I'm cut out for that. Might be a little too selfish. Might be too, I want things calm and not chaotic in my life." And she kind of challenged me on that. And it's one of the things that she does best is to challenge the way that I think and challenge, you know, what I feel like the Lord might be capable of doing in our lives. So basically, she had that on her heart. And I said, "Well, let's at least take the classes. You know, we'll read the books. We'll start the process of becoming licensed, even if we don't like finish it, because it's a long process. It's like took us like 6 months to do." And just through that journey, I wouldn't even say like changed my heart. He opened my heart and he showed me, like, he gave me a heart that was passionate about like foster youth and foster kids and what the need that is there. And it's been quite a journey. You know, we've been doing it for almost 4 years now, and just adopted. You know, we had our very first placement with a little boy named Zamir came into our lives, which is so funny that I can say his name now because he's adopted. You know, when he's in foster care, you kind of have to be careful with all, you know, his privacy and all that stuff. Zamir came into our lives 3.5 years ago, and excuse me. Just this past month finalized all of his adoption. And so it's such a blessing, and it's so cool to see, you know, you're in the day to day and it's chaotic and it's, you know, intense. And then you step back and you see the big picture of what the Lord has done in the last 3.5 years. And it's so special. And yeah, very grateful that my wife had that on her heart and pushed me to explore that as well.
Looking back at that now and thinking about how reluctant you were and how scared you were, and now you have this Zamir in your family, what are your thoughts on that now, looking back and going, you know?
Now it's just a different type of scared. Now it's a different type of scary and chaotic. And, you know, we've got three kids, and so we're in it. You know, if you're a parent out there, like, you know, just how chaotic it is. And our kids are getting to the age where they're all into different things. Like, my daughter's into theater and musicals, and my son's into wrestling and robotics. And so it's navigating the calendar and the schedule and all that stuff, but keeps us on our toes, keeps us young.
For those who may be sitting there going, you know, fostering is like you, they're scared, they're reluctant, and they just are not ready to take that next step. What would you say to them?
I would say, do what I did, where you can say yes to like a little thing. You can say yes to, well, let me just read more about it. Let me try to understand it. Because looking back, the only thing I knew about foster care was stuff that I'd seen in TV or movies, or like Little Orphan Annie, like, so, you know, Miss Hannigan. That's the only thing that I had in my mind about fostering. And so just, I would encourage you to learn about it in your city, learn what the need is, learn what it actually like looks like, because it really is different. And there is such a need. And you can, one of the things that's so powerful about it, though, is that you can also understand your own limits and your own boundaries. And so there are different stages of being an asset to the foster community. You know, you might just be, you sign up to be temporary care, where it's just like you help foster families that maybe have to travel for a weekend and they need care for their foster child for a day or a night. And that's something that me and my wife do now. So we don't have a current foster replacement, but we'll have like respite care where we'll take in, you know, a foster kid from another foster family if they need help. And so, yeah, there's lots of ways to serve. There's lots of ways to get involved. It isn't, just the one, like you got to commit, go all in, adopt your, you know, all that stuff. So there's lots of different levels.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, like, you know, the need across North America is huge. And
yes,
I used to do respite, you know, 3 hours a week, and it does take a village. Yeah. So like you said, you know, knowing your own limitations, but being able to be part of the village, still so important. I love
what you mentioned.
Yeah. Has this foster journey and adoption journey, which congrats, has this impacted your music as well?
Yeah, I think it naturally, you know, every song that I write songs for the church. I write songs to be sung corporately. But they're all tied to something that the Lord is doing in my own heart. And they're all tied to something that I'm experiencing, you know, what the Lord is doing in my life. And so naturally, any song that I write a lot of songs about faith and about stepping out in faith and believing God when he says something, believing God when he puts a promise over you, when he puts something in your spirit. And so naturally, just being a dad, being, you know, being a husband, that's, that comes out in different ways, like walking in faith every day. And so that comes out in my music no matter what.
Right on. Speaking of music or just any of the aspects of your life, what's next? Anything new on the horizon?
Yeah. So, I just released a new single called Magnify. Very excited that that's kind of out in the world now. And then I've got another song coming out in April, followed by a full length later on this year, maybe this summer, I think, is what we're shooting for. So excited about that. You know, I love that I get to still write and make music and songs that are, you know, just like worship songs to God. It's my favorite thing to do. And so I'm still traveling, still leading worship, but yeah, excited about all that stuff.
For people who are interested in following along your journey, learning more about you and everything that you do, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, the simplest way is I'm, you know, on Instagram and all the stuff. It's just Mac Brock or Mac Brock Music. It's one of the two. And then you can also find me on Spotify and Apple Music and all that stuff, Amazon Music. Yeah, that's where you'll find me.
Thank you so much for making time for us this morning and being vulnerable and opening up your heart to our listeners.
This has been awesome. Thanks for having me.